At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
"85 more minutes of work, then I'm going to the aquarium, B. I'm going to hold some frogs." That is not a euphemism.
They may leave you there.
They might. Then we're having grilled cheese and
crab
cakes.
Why don't you jump in the water with the frogs? Swim for them. Show them. That'd be a great birthday
party. It's like a bucket, B.
Huh?
It's like a little-ass bucket.
You can fit in it.
We are at Commanders Training Camp. All of Odyssey Sports Training Camp coverage is brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico.
Geico.
Interesting conversation there with Ben Standig. If you missed any of it, check it out wherever you get your podcasts or on the Odyssey app or on the iHeart app. Wherever you get your content, we are there, okay?
Yeah.
The B-Rob conversation, B.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you land on – I'm not dismissing Standig's theory. I just think it's maybe like a 20% possibility.
Yeah. I just look at it like last year, you and I had this discussion a lot where – I was listening to every radio station that had a thought about it, and it was all about B-Rob, B-Rob, B-Rob. And I'm looking at the offensive line because normally I look at the offensive line or defensive line when I see trouble happening on either side of the ball. The offensive line was banged up like hell. They had like four guys with injuries, okay? And then when Biadasz got hurt, the running game went straight to hell. But everybody blamed B-Rob. Well, I would say this. As a running back, if you get the ball – and you immediately have to make somebody miss, you just got the football. You're not going to have much success. And people thought, well, there's no explosion. Well, you can't explode when you are avoiding as soon as you get the ball. And they went through a whole portion of the season where there was nothing. Eckler was in the game. It wasn't happening for him either. But people get on one guy, and they started knocking on that one, and it stayed there. And I believe that B-Rob is that guy that's getting with it. But when I got here this year, listening to everything I heard and watching what I saw, I watched him intently. He seemed fresher, seemed more explosive, and let's hope it carries over. But he also seemed to have a better line in front of him when everybody's healthy, say it like that. And then you can see what could happen from that point. But I, just like everybody last year, about what Luke got to do. Luke hadn't done it yet. There are other receivers that came here this year that's playing better than Luke right now. But I still hear people talking about when Luke going to take that step. Well, he may not get a chance to take that step if he don't hurry up. So I'm looking at the running backs out there, and I'm like.
Bill has been impressive.
Bill is impressive, but I haven't seen anybody that say, okay, you get rid of him now. Felton, fast. But you going to get rid of B-Rob for Felton when he does stuff that everybody else, you got other people on the team that does his stuff. C-Rod has always been around. I know Ben said, well, I'll leave. Well, he's been out there many a time. Nobody signed him. So when you look at it, I still think you got a thing where Austin and B-Rob are there because they like that battering ram early. And then Austin come in on third down. I think this team runs more like teams did in the past a little bit where they want the bigger guy to run and soften you up. Then they bring in the smaller guy or the scat back type of guy, which Austin is. And Austin could do it all, but too small to carry it and too old to carry it like he used to. But Bill has come in and made this thing different for some people. And is Bill good enough to make it to where they go, okay, we're going to keep three, maybe four. You know, is it a point where if something happens on other parts of the team where they say, well, we may have to keep because you may have running backs that can help you out in doing more things. Then you want Jalen Lane to be your punt return and possibly kick. What if you need to have him be more of a full-time receiver? Then what you do? So it's a lot of questions, but I don't think it's just all the people that just want to knock B-Rob for whatever or wearing shades on the sideline, all that type of stuff. It just seemed like they got personal grievances with the guy. Handle that on your own. Don't act like that's some reason to do something. That's something you deal with on your own.
We spent most of the morning kind of applauding Cliff Kingsbury for just being honest about the Terry McLaurin situation. We're better when he's on the field. I don't think that's a secret. They are better when Terry's on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Kingsbury was asked about Brian Robinson. He said, he's a guy that when you put the pads on and you really practice full speed is when he really shows up. I thought he had his best practice against New England when we did the competition versus them before the game. That's consistent with what you and I saw.
Yeah, exactly. See, listen, man. I don't sit up here and try to act like I know more football than everybody else, but I know I look at different things than people look at. And I also know I can look at the game of football without my personal feelings involved with it. And to me, a lot of people can't avoid their personal feelings about something. I don't know. You know, did he piss off some people somewhere else? I don't know. All I know is I've seen this guy overcome a lot of stuff since he's gotten here, you know, and I still pull for him. Because I see what the capabilities could be.
Well, we also know him, right? I know him as a human and find myself in a similar boat. I am not dismissing the theory that they could choose to go in a different direction. I mean, this is the NFL. This is a cutthroat-ass business. The margins are razor-thin in this business.
Armand got released.
Right.
Marcus Allen got released. Joe Montana got released. Hell, anybody could be released.
Joe Montana got traded. They traded away Joe Montana.
Mm-hmm.
So, acknowledging that there are always possibilities of things happening in the NFL, and frankly, if they chose to just get younger and cheaper in the running back room, that's not even that crazy of a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
We need to see Bill do it. Like, the Chris Rodriguez, the Eckler stuff, to me, Brian Robinson has a role in this offense, and I think if you're approaching things from, like, a fantasy perspective, the Commanders' backfield is probably quite annoying. Because you don't know who you could trust week to week. But I don't think they're approaching this thing from a fantasy perspective.
No.
They're approaching it to win games, and I think Brian Robinson helps you win games. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we're going to open these phone lines up for Ask B. Mitch Anything. Maybe we have a running back discussion there. I am curious, kind of, B., what you think they'll end up doing at the running back position just from a numbers play. I can't.
Hell, man, since they need somebody to run and catch, I could come out of retirement.
Yo, kick returner, punt returner.
I'm just fair catching.
I also think it's interesting, you know, as this continues, I can't stress enough, you got to think in terms of 70-man rosters, not 53. The rules have changed so significantly that they are working on a 70, not necessarily only a 53.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about this Michigan thing.
I'm working on a 70, Jay. Oh, that's golf. I'm sorry.
You're working on breaking 70. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.